and welcome to Electronic Ears with me, Fenner. I'm going to kick off this week's show with a new single by the wonderful Einstürzend Neubauten. If I'm being honest, this is not a massive departure for them. On the other hand, I absolutely love it. This is called Ist Ist. Einstürzend Neubauten and Ist Ist from their forthcoming album. And this next track has an interesting provenance. It was written by Neil Arthur before he was in Blancmange, when he was playing in an art school band called L360 in 1979. Now, 45 years later, he's taken one of their demos and finished the song off, and it appears on the new Blancmange compilation, which is called Everything Is Connected, and the track itself is called Again I Wait for the World.
We'll be right back.
Blancmange, or perhaps L360, and Again I Wait for the World, which you can find on the forthcoming album. Everything is connected. And next up, good news for any John Grant fans, as I have the lead single from his new album, The Art of the Lie. Well, to be clear, this is not some like Electronic Ears exclusive. I'm sure lots of other people have it as well. But anyway, the forthcoming album is said to be Grant's, and I quote, most opulent, cinematic, luxurious album yet. I have to say, to be honest, that's not entirely obvious from the single, which doesn't mean that I don't like it, because I do, and it's called It's a Bitch.
I'm losing trembling, the walls of my encephalon. Looking for half-heshes played in Mobone Tribe. I was luxury 18 on the Davenport, badgerating myself like it was some kind of sport. That's a bitch.
Bitch.
John Grant and It's a Bitch from his forthcoming album, The Art of the Lie. So from time to time, I've played tracks on the show by The Utopia Strong. The band's probably best known for the fact that one of its members is snooker legend Steve Davis. This week, they've just released a 5-track EP of the sessions they played for the BBC. And this evening, I'm going to play the opening track from that EP, which is this rather lovely number entitled Miniature Citadels.
Thank you.
Very nice. That was the Utopia Strong and Miniature Citadels, taken from their recent release, BBC Sessions. And I was pleasantly surprised by this next track, which is from the new single by Daniel Avery. Now, I'm always interested in his work, and some of it I absolutely love. But I think I was expecting something a bit more kind of frenetic and perhaps complex from the new single, whereas actually it's just a really nice piece of pop music. It's called Wonderland.
Thank you.
That was Wonderland, the new single from Daniel Avery. And this next track is an interesting little piece by my current faves, Warrington Runcorn Newtown Development Plan. It's taken from last year's EP, Building a New Town, which I've only just got around to buying. And it has quite a pastoral feel to it, at least in the first part of the song, when it sounds rather akin to somebody noodling around on a guitar, to be honest. However, don't worry, the electronics are not far behind. This is called The Cornerstone.
Thank you.
Warrington Newtown Development Plan and the Cornerstone from the Building a New Town EP. Now, I'm not sure where I originally came across this next track. It's by a band called Film School. And actually, like the next track as well on this evening's playlist, it's been knocking around on the subs bench for a few weeks, which is unusual, actually. If I'm not sure about a song, I've usually made my mind up a lot more quickly than that. Yeah, things really hang around for more than a couple of weeks. But this one has persisted, and I've come to love it, actually. The vocal reminds me a bit of the Flaming Lips, and I love the gentle melancholy and then the wonderful big noise towards the end. Taken from Film School's eponymous album, this is called P.S.
We'll be right back.
Great stuff. That was Film School and PS. And as I mentioned, this next track has also been loitering around on the subs bench for a while. It's by the Radiohead spin-off called The Smile, and the track's taken from their recent album, Wall of Eyes. On reflection, I think what I like most about this track is it sounds like it might have come from Kid A or Amnesiac, so read into that what you will. Either way, this is called Friend of a Friend.
I can go anywhere that I want. I just gotta turn myself inside out and back to front. We cut out shapes and worn out spaces. Smiling, so I guess
The Smile and Friend of a Friend from their recent album, Wall of Eyes. So older listeners might remember a German band from the very early 80s called Exmal Deutschland, which featured a woman called Anja Huber on vocals. And it's been 35 years since Exmal Deutschland released an album. I think the last one would have been 1989. But Anja Huber has just released her debut album after all this time, which is called Codes. And if this track is representative of it, then I am really looking forward to hearing the whole album. It is so much more than I expected it to be. This is called Rabenschwarz. Blistering stuff. I'm so looking forward to that album. That was Anja Huber and Rabenschwarz, taken from her forthcoming album, Codes. And let me make my apologies in advance if you've already had enough of the new single, Kleptocracy, by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I have played two versions of that over the last month already on the show. But there's a new mix out this week, which was done by Tiny Magnetic Pets. And with all due respect to them, it's loads better than I thought it was going to be. It's really rather worth a listen, and it goes like this. the Tiny Magnetic Pets remix of OMD's single Kleptocracy, which you can find on the Kleptocracy EP. And the final track of this week's show is, well, it's a bit of housekeeping, really, in as much as I'm not playing it for any particular reason, other than I realised this week that I've never, ever played it on Electronic Ears. It's the second single, but first hit by the band Talk Talk. And the song actually goes by the same name, also called Talk Talk. It is a world away from some of their later unbelievable material, but I do think it's a great piece of new romantic pop. Before I play that, though, let me just say thank you very much for listening. I do hope you'll be back next week. And until then, cheers. Bye.